My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley about our Braves. It is a Falcon Monday, and we are spending a lot of time, as we should, on what went down yesterday. But the Braves played this weekend as well, and they are still in the hunt, guys. All right, Grant, you know, today, weird kind of day, because the Reds and Braves play, and then tomorrow the Nationals are in town. But let's talk about what happened this weekend for those who may have been, you know, football crazy, and maybe they had one eye on the Falcons and were watching the Braves. A little bit. They did win in 11 innings on Sunday. Tell me what we learned this weekend.
Yeah, I think if you were able to maybe take the edge off the disappointment on your Sunday, you flipped over and saw the Braves finally figure out a way to score some runs and extras, which is very helpful. And I posted about this on social, but it still kind of blows my mind. The Braves have the most wins and extra innings of any team in Major League Baseball this year. And among the things that just doesn't feel quite like that stat, which they have a few of those, that's way up there for me, because they've been able to play extremely well against clubs over 500. They've been really bad in one-run games, but great in extras. I don't get it. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. But I think that we saw over the first couple of series of this homestand, the Braves definitely needed to take two out of three. They really needed to get a sweep. The Rockies didn't cooperate, nor did the Blue Jays, a couple of last-place clubs. But to put a punctuation mark on this particular homestand and what they need, they got to beat the Reds tonight for it to be a true success in my mind. And then they've got to continue on and start beating the Washington Nationals, something they haven't been able to do all season long. And I believe they've already lost the season series to the Nationals, as crazy as that sounds. So I don't know that we really learned anything about the Braves. We didn't already know pitching is great. Runs can be a problem, but they're going to have to figure out ways to score. And I felt like they got a little bit creative, at least in extras, because they're a club, I think, that we've recognized at this point that may have to do that at this point, because it's not going to be the traditional wait on the three-run homer approach that maybe they were able to do last year.
Hey, guys, what's up with Kirk Cousins and the Falcons? More on that coming up right now, talking about the Bravos, who are certainly in the mix, dead even with the Mets and the wild card. The Mets lost, Braves win, and another great effort. I guess we won't see Iglesias because he went two innings last night, got his fifth win of the season, Grant.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he's deployed. I know that Rysell has really been lobbying to go a third inning if need be in extras, but certainly trying to get that second inning of work because he knows how much the club needs it. And when you think about his career, he came up as a starter. He was only in the rotation briefly before the Reds saw a lot of value in him, turned him into a pretty good closer. But I think that multi-inning role for him, when he talked last week after his kind of, I guess, accepting, if you will, the National League Reliever of the Month for August, or at least commenting on that honor, saying that, hey, this is the time of year for that. I'm ready for that. I'll do whatever I can to help the team. So we'll see how he's deployed. But this continues to be, and I've also said this, and will continue to, Braves MVPs for 2024, in no particular order at this point, Marcell Ozuna, Chris Sale, and Raisel Iglesias. I mean, those three guys have proven to be indispensable, and you could take each name is interchangeable with the phrase, where would the Braves be without blank? And I think with Raisel Iglesias, they would be in a whole lot of trouble in those extra inning games, and he's turned himself into one of, if not the most dependable and automatic closers in baseball. And with a team that struggles to score runs, you certainly need a guy like that.
How soon can Chris Sale wrap this Cy Young up? Like, another great outing, right? He pitched six shutout innings. At what point are you willing to say this is going to happen?
I mean, I feel that way right now. I just don't see anybody in the next, 3 weeks that's going to be able to do. At this point, like, someone else would have to move heaven and earth. And by someone else, I mean Zach Wheeler. That's pretty much it. That's okay. The only guy I feel like that could really give him a push that has the all-around season to do so. That's just how great Chris Sale has been. And when you look at his career and think, this guy hasn't won a Cy Young yet, I mean, that's kind of surprising. I mean, I just assumed that he had, but the best finish that he had was runner-up. But I believe he was top six for, seven consecutive years in the American League. Just couldn't get over the hump of whoever, I guess, was having their career year. Putting that aside, he also made some history on Sunday. He passed Sandy Koufax, Dennis Eckersley, and Kevin Brown to move into the top 50 all-time in strikeouts. And I don't know that I need to do this because it's a what-if scenario, but imagining that injuries were not as prevalent for Chris Sale the past 4 years, this is a guy I think who'd be breezing by 3,000 on his way to 4,000 strikeouts because he is one of the most dominant strikeout pitchers by Ks per nine, if nothing else, of any pitcher we've seen in any era of baseball.
Grant, you've been talking about the Phillies and the Mets finally locking horns as the Braves hopefully can, knock wood, beat up on the Nationals. You got to wait till Friday the 13th, but you still hanging on to us grabbing that final wild card spot.
Yeah, and the wild card has started to become a little bit more interesting than that, Mike, because you've got the Padres all of a sudden cooled off. They're just 5-5 in their last 10, lost back-to-back games. They're two games ahead of the pack. The Diamondbacks are only a game and a half in front of the Braves and the Mets. So really at this point, with I believe it's 19 games to go for virtually all four clubs, we haven't decided anything. I mean, who's going to be the number one wild card? There could be a two-game swing in 19 games. I mean, stranger things have happened, and all these clubs are going to have to figure out ways to win. The Mets have a bit of an uphill climb, I feel like, with seven games against the Phillies and three more against the Braves before the season is over. The Braves also, with a little bit of a softer schedule, facing clubs like the Blue Jays and the Reds team and the Nationals teams they need to beat. They do have that game against the Mets, but the final series of the year against the upstart Kansas City Royals, who are eyeing the playoffs for the first time in a decade as well. So it's kind of an uphill climb, I think more so for the Mets than the Braves, if you just look at strength of schedule. But I don't think you can take anything for granted this time of year. And as we've seen, no matter how great the Braves pitching has been, there are still some significant questions about this offense. And that is going to be the key, I feel like, to the Braves unlocking the door to get into the postseason over the next three or so weeks.
Reds won the first two games in this series. It was rain, yeah, obviously. And then this is a makeup game for the second game of the doubleheader that was set back on July 24th. What happens tonight? Tell us what we should expect.
Well, hopefully Charlie Morton can continue doing the thing that the Braves rotation has been doing by and large for the better part of a month, and that is to continue putting the club in position to win. I think the bullpen has done an excellent job when the starter is done here lately. The Braves have got a sub-2 ERA over their last eight games, but unfortunately, they got a 4-4 record to show for it. That's how good the pitching has been. That's how paltry the offense has been. So you score early, score often, give Charlie Morton a little bit of run support. One note, Travis d'Arnaud not going to be in the lineup tonight. Hmm. He got to the ballpark, and then his wife went into labor, so he's going to be on the paternity list. Chadwick Tromp is up. D'Arnaud is expected back for the weekend series against the Dodgers.
Okay. Good stuff. Grant, as always, man, getting an update. We'll see what happens. We'll talk to you tomorrow as we start to count down. How many games? 19 games, right, left?
19 games to go, yep. Oh. We are down to the nitty-gritty, as they say.
Yeah, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments.
Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.